The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So we have been talking about sports quite a bit on the show this evening. We've got the Women's Rugby World Cup getting underway tonight. The US are playing England in the opening game. And then Ireland are out against Japan on Sunday at noon. You've got Premier League, League of Ireland action, actually live coverage and off the ball of that this evening. And you have this situation with the Bundesliga rights being sold to a YouTube streamer, and Owen Sheehan was shedding light on all of that, whether that's the future of kind of sports coverage. It's pretty dystopian. It's not my future, but then I'm not the target market they're going after with this. So listen, we are going to keep the focus on sport because from an Irish point of view, all eyes on Dublin and the Aviva tomorrow, because we've got a big college, US college football game, and over 20,000 fans have travelled to Ireland from the state. It's Iowa State Cyclones taking on Kansas State Wildcats. And with me is Mason Voth, who's head of media for K-State Online, representing Kansas here in studio. And then Jake Brenn, chief content producer at the Cyclone Fanatic. Jake and Mason, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks a million for coming in to us. So for the uninitiated out there, Jake, you know, have a vague idea, you know, of NFL and maybe watch a bit the odd time. Give us a sense of how big college football is, because we don't really have an equivalent here.
It's massive. I would say it's the equivalent to the Premier League to the UK, and I'm sure for Ireland, rugby and Gaelic football, it is the thing. Football in general, NFL is the king, but college football is the next best thing, and it's so big because of the community. You don't see. So I'm from Iowa. Alabama's about a 15-hour drive from where we are. They've been the best team for the last decade, but you don't find a lot of Alabama fans. There's not really bandwagons. Iowa, it's pretty split up between Iowa and Iowa State, and those are the professional sports, even though it's 18 to 22-year-old college students who are on scholarship and attending class. So that's where the passion comes from.
And when you say the community, is the community of fans, is it made up just of Iowans in general, or is it Iowans who've been to those universities?
I'd say it's Iowans in general.
Okay.
It is largely made up of alumni base because they are big schools. Iowa State has pretty much 30, 40,000 students a year. Iowa is the same thing. But I didn't go to Iowa State. I went to a small Division III college, and I grew up a Cyclone fan. And that's, my parents are both alumni, but for the most part, especially in a state like Iowa or a state like Kansas, you grow up and the Jayhawks, the Wildcats, the Cyclones, or the Hawkeyes, those are your professional sports teams. It's going to be very rare or very hard to find an Iowan who doesn't follow college sports, or find a Kansan who doesn't follow college sports.
Yeah, it is. I guess it's amazing. It's a good way of describing it or comparing it to, you know, maybe the Premier League or to, you know, Gaelic games here. Because we don't have, obviously we have college sports here, but, you know, you'd have a handful of people, kind of a man and his dog out watching them in the depths of winter. What we don't have here, which you guys do have, is we don't have any sense of lasting allegiance after we leave university or college. People don't really kind of continue to cheer for their team. And there I was watching the kind of BMW championship last week, and Ricky Fowler, all these years later, is still playing in orange every Sunday. Yeah. What university did he go to?
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
So Big 12 school.
His orange. You know, it's a part of the culture in the States that doesn't exist here. This kind of lifelong allegiance to your alma mater.
Yeah, and I think it boils down to, when people come up to you and they ask, hey, where'd you go to school? And you tell them K-State or Iowa State, none of them care about, oh, they've great academics, so you can do this or whatever. They're going to bring up, oh, you played for the Big 12 title last year if you're Iowa State. Oh, you guys, you know, Bill Snyder was great college football coach all day if you went to K-State. And it's a point of pride because they're going to recognize you for that. And you feel so passionate about it because, like Jake was talking, his family went to Iowa State. So that's how he gets into it. My parents went to K-State. I went to K-State, met my wife there. Now we got two great kids. Like, that's why this is so important to people, is because it's a representation of you and this place that means so much to you, because, you know, that that creates your life. It shaped my life, and now it is my life with my wife and kids both being because of Kansas State University.
So paint a picture for me then, not of what's happening this weekend. We'll talk about that and what we might expect by way of a result and everything in a few minutes. But, you know, I'm thinking of, again, those big spectacles we're used to when we watch the NFL or the Super Bowl, and then lots of people at this show might have been fans of, say, shows like Friday Night Lights. You know, how big a crowd are you getting to these college football games? How big a deal is it in the local town when it's happening?
I mean, so Manhattan, when students start in town, it's like 35,000. But on game day, I mean, there's over 50,000 people that are going to get into the stadium. It's people are there all day, sitting in the parking lot, firing up grills, hanging out, having a great time. You go into the game, and like that is life for a lot of people in these states, particularly the part of the country that we're in, the Midwest, where, like Jake said, there's not a lot of professional teams. So like the Kansas City Chiefs are close by, but most people, they're going to go with their college allegiance over that. So, I mean, the size of the towns go up in a huge number when these games go on. And it's the main focus, and really what keeps, you know, a lot of businesses in place is those 6 or 7 weekends in the fall when you're going to have an influx of traffic because of these games. And so you can have this many hotels, or you need to have that, or these restaurants survive. They're banking on those 6 or 7 weekends where you're playing football.
Is it expensive, Jake, then, to follow the team, given just the distances of travel in the States?
I mean, this is definitely expensive. Yeah, okay. This is out of the ordinary.
A bit unfair.
Yes, it is. College sports, and we're not going to get too in-depth on the business side of college sports.
It would blow everybody's mind how wild the last 15 years in college sports have been in the U.S.
So it's always been expensive, and it's gotten even more expensive because now the fans are paying the players. The fans are, and we don't have to get into that.
But that was a big change that has come about in recent years.
That is way into the nerdy part of college athletics, but it is expensive. The closest school that Iowa State plays in the conference is Kansas State. It's about a 4-hour drive from Ames. So there's probably three or four college teams in the Big 12 conference that are drivable for Iowa State. The rest, if you want to go to Dallas to watch them play TCU or go to Arizona, you got to fly in it. And that's not cheap.
Yeah, most places in Ireland, if you drive 4 hours in any direction, your feet are wet. So that gives people a sense of scale when it comes to all of this. And Mason, is this your first time outside the U.S.?
It is. Yeah.
Well, what's your experience? What's it been like?
Well, it's only been a few hours thanks to some flight delays. But I mean, I've loved it so far. I told you I like these cities where you can just walk everywhere. I mean, the weather's been perfect for us, and just the vibe in general has been very good and very similar to like what K-State and Iowa State fans would be accustomed to and what they're looking for, where I don't think they've shown up. And certainly you guys probably look at me and go, you guys are kind of strange, you're out of place, but I don't think they've felt out of place here. And there are certainly other places where these games can get moved to for neutral sites, and you'll feel like this isn't really where K-State and Iowa State fans should be. But I think both fan bases have embraced being here, and you can tell.
Farmageddon, somebody called it that in a clip we played of people on the street earlier. Is that the name of it?
It's the official but unofficial name of the rivalry, because both are ag schools back in the States.
Oh, right, okay.
We're land grant universities. So, you know, Iowa's big on their corn. Kansas is big on their wheat. So it was dubbed Farmageddon.
Have you had a good winter this year, or a good summer this year? We've had our earliest harvest, I think, since the mid 80s.
Well, I'm a terrible Kansas State grad. I went for journalism, so I could not tell you anything about the ag side of it.
Iowa had a interesting year for yields. We got the most rain. I was not in a drought for the first time in, I think, 7 years.
Wow,
so,
okay.
So it's probably helping it in the long run, but our sweet corn was delayed by about a week this year. You usually can get it on July 4th. I had to wait until July 10th this year.
All right, okay.
But yeah, the ag, at least in Iowa, it's always going to be good when you got a lot of graduates.
Rarely a drought in this country. It's rarely rain we are lacking. In fact, the last couple of years, it's been the opposite when it comes to yields. So what is the expectation then tomorrow with the game? So you mentioned, Iowa are favorites, are they?
So K-State's about a 3-point favorite.
Oh, sorry, K-State, okay.
And that's not exactly a pick'em, but it's about as close to a pick'em as you'll find in college football.
And is that a fair, is that a fair price, do you think?
I think so. I think both teams are probably pretty equal on paper. If we want to get too nerdy, K-State's really good up front, and that can be a big advantage in football.
Mason, are you going to let him play these mind games with you? You know, that's what he's just talking. He's talking you up here. You know what I mean?
I think K-State is probably the right play as the favorite, but it's just such an unknown, especially in the way things set, because like I think K-State's banking on, well, Iowa State lost two of their most important players for their offense, so how are they going to score and distribute the ball this year? But on the K-State side, you're looking at and saying, well, you're kind of banking on some players that need to take leaps in their game. So I think it's just giving K-State the benefit of the doubt because they have enough that aren't question marks, more just like maybes, whereas Iowa State maybe has a few more question marks right now. But, I mean, these two teams over the last 20 years, certainly, they get together and you don't know what's going to happen. Where there's a stretch where Iowa State was probably winning only three games a year. You played 12 in the regular season, but even hanging in there with great K-State teams, and then you'll have a random game where a team wins, you know, like 58-7 or something. So you have these weird ones pop up, but most of the time this has been a really tight rivalry, and
yeah,
the favorite probably wins only half the time because it's so back and forth. They're evenly matched. The coaches have quite the amount of respect for each other and are pretty similar in how they build and run programs. So,
before I let you go, then what about the fans and the respect they have each other? Again, you know, we compare it to, you know, here with Gaelic games, again, the fans would be mixed and mingling, you know, beforehand and in the stadium. And then, you know, Premier League is very different. Obviously, there's this separation of the fans, because I guess there's more of a history of violence and fan violence when it comes to football.
Yeah, I won't get to that extent. But it's weird because this is very much a 21st...
ultras.
This is like a 21st century rivalry where these fans, when you get them together, it's like, yeah, these people go together like none other. Social media is where the rivalry is like bad. Nasty yeah. and like,
okay.
But the same people that are going to badmouth you on Twitter or whatever, they're going to turn around and buy you a beer if you just go out to drink with them. So,
Jake, what's it like?
What I would say, we talked about the parallels earlier, both ag schools, and Iowa State and Kansas State are both the second most prestigious school in their state. It's a very preppy from the Kansas, from the Iowa, compared down to the hillbillies. I think there's a mutual respect between Iowa State and Kansas State for that reason.
Yeah. It's where the rivalry kind of develops from, too, is they're so similar that then you're splitting hairs when you're trying to determine who's better. It's like, well, we're better because this. It's like, the same, objectively.
Well, listen, we wish you both the best of luck the weekend, and enjoy it, and enjoy the weather. I think it's going to turn at some stage early next week, but enjoy the next few days anyway, while the sun shines. Big game in the Aviva tomorrow. Iowa State Cyclones, Kansas City Wildcats. Jake Brand, Mason Foth, thank you both very, very much.
Thank you. Good.
Thank you for having us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.